This is an advertisement from BetterHelp Therapy Online.
It's Charlene and Ellie here from the Home or Drink podcast, and sometimes we tend to compare our lives to others.
I know social media definitely does that for me. You also hear the phrase, comparison is the thief of joy, and it is so true. Therapy can help you focus on what you want instead of what others have, so you can start living your best life.
I don't know how many times I've said therapy on this podcast.
Yes.
I literally, every dilemma comes in. There's nothing that you can't go to therapy for. Like, it just can help every problem you have.
There's no specific one thing that you have to go for.
Yeah, and I think people think you only have to go for like these huge dramatic things in your life, but it can be just comparing yourself online. True. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try.
It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a registered therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge.
With over 1,000 therapists in the UK already, BetterHelp can provide access to mental health professionals with a wide variety of expertise in mental health. Our listeners can get 10% off their first month at betterhelp.com/HMD. That's betterhelp.com/HMD. Go loud. Welcome to Home and Drink Extra Juice with Charlene and Dano and Charlene. Isn't it weird that
it's Ellie and you there?
Charlene and Ellie.
Yeah, but who says it? You go Charlene, she says Ellie.
I don't know actually, to be honest. But basically, anyway, Dano's here for the week. Ellie's living it up in Miami. Actually, she's back now. She's in New York from Miami. But this is our bonus episode. We get to be a little bit looser, a little bit less structured, restricted in what we say than our main episode. And this week's bonus episode is sponsored by Primark or Pennies, which is your one-stop destination for holiday packing this summer. What am I like packing, Dano?
Shocking.
Haven't I?
Horrendous.
But you have to say I've gotten better lately.
Lately, yeah.
Haven't I?
Yeah.
Packing cubes, Pennies have them, they do wonders because you can squish like loads. Like you have one cube and just all your bikinis in it.
Mm.
And like when I got to Egypt, I had that all that sorted in the cubes. Then I just packed it all into my wardrobe and I was just, the room was not even a mess ever.
Really good.
And it was great.
You're getting better, well done.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Quicker. I used to be up, remember I used to be up all night packing.
Just do it like 3 days before.
I know.
Not a night before, or 3 hours before.
Yeah. Pennies are really cute suitcases as well. Have you got a suitcase now?
Yeah.
Have you?
No.
No, we need to get you one.
Yeah.
Maybe like a blue one or something.
Mm.
And then all the little minis.
Yeah.
You like the little minis as well?
Mini suitcases?
No, little mini like toiletries before you go away.
Oh,
and all,
yeah.
That you have. And then bottles you can
essentials
refill.
Essentials there.
Essentials.
Yeah.
The last minute Primark dash. Yeah. So make sure to pop into your local Pennies store to check out all the gorgeous bits from the latest summer collections. They have really nice bikinis at the moment and like cover-ups, matching little mesh trousers, really, really nice for like beach clubs or any of your holidays that are coming up. And you can also see what's in store beforehand with their online stock finder. So rant of the week is where we both rant about something that annoys us. So Dana, while I'm ranting, you can think of maybe something that annoys you. It can be something like a first world problem, like you spilt your milk today.
Okay.
It's really like, it's stupid, like really what we rant about. So basically, if we have a rant or a problem or something's happened to us that week that's annoyed us, we can rant in here, judgment free. And we also love hearing the listeners' rants too, so you can send them into our email address. But this week, my rant is golf. I hate it.
Why is your rant golf?
Because it makes me want to pull out
Why?
I would rather pull out every...
Guarantee if you went golfing, you'd say, oh my God, I actually like it.
I would probably...
You're smashing a ball down a field.
And then you have to go after it and walk.
Walk after. Get your steps in.
I'd miss the ball.
You probably would miss the ball, yeah?
So why is that fun?
I don't...
Okay, fair enough. There's one thing playing, right? I can actually see... That might be like not the works, but watching it, it's like watching paint dry. It went on. Oh, you were watching.
It's that lovely shot into the green.
But I don't know, you watched it for 5 hours there, and then you got to bed and watched TikToks of golf, how to play golf.
Yeah.
Surely you're not sitting there being excited about what's coming up next, who's going to hit
it. But you know what I find really annoying?
What?
When your alarm goes off 18 times a day at 8 in the morning.
I told you.
How about that?
What did I say to do? Just tip me and say, Charlene, wake up.
No, but like you're old, you're 25 now. The alarm goes off.
If it's annoying,
the alarm goes off once, fair enough, alright.
Okay, but then
second time, alright, she hasn't heard it. Third time, she's taking the piss.
Yeah, but you don't understand. Like,
and then after that, it's so annoying.
What is my alarm again?
Yeah. Then the Alexa does be going like last night, 3 a.m., 4 a.m. just shines up.
Did it?
Just out of nowhere.
Ghost.
And then your alarm, like your phone was pinging all night.
Oh, was it?
You obviously hadn't got it on silent.
Oh,
no wonder why I had a terrible sleep.
You should have just put on silent for me, like.
No, like.
Why? Just reach over and do it instead of sitting there being angry.
No.
Okay, but my issue is that I don't hear it. The alarm just become part of my dream.
And it's obviously like, now the alarm's on.
I don't know, it's, I'm really like, it's like I'm immune to it now. It takes me like a good few alarms to realise my alarm's going off. It's
like
real,
your alarm goes off, it's like, a real problem. For like 2-3 hours.
No, not that long.
It does.
No.
It does.
Damn, that's really dramatic.
It's not. Well, okay. About an hour and a half.
No, this morning it's a half an hour.
Sure, they've been well longer.
Yeah, trust on the weekends.
Me. Like, honestly. Yeah, you don't need an alarm for the weekends.
I like setting an alarm every day.
But you don't get up.
Yeah, I think I should, I don't know. What's wrong with me?
We need to have a serious chat about this.
Okay, this is our chat now.
Just stop with the alarms.
But just hit me and then I realise, oh shit, no. My alarm's going off. Why? Then don't.
Because I'm asleep.
Don't say it's annoying you when you're not going to do anything about it. You need to help
you
me.
You need to do something.
You're not asleep
it.
If you're hearing it.
Yeah, I'll just go and try a phone out the window. I swear
just,
to God.
Okay, well, that's so direct. Just tip me. Just tap me.
Throw that one out. You have another one anyways. So
just,
I need one.
Just tell you.
Oh, I will do that.
And then if you don't your alarm's gone off.
If you don't answer the first time.
Then throw it. Okay, that's fine.
Yeah, right?
Just tip me first.
Okay.
Also, a slight rant is I went to go to Pilates and I was 4 minutes late and there was a big sign at the door saying, latecomers not allowed in. I felt really left out. I felt like I was getting bullied.
Well, you're late. Punctuality is key.
I know it is, but...
And you are not really punctual, are you?
I know, but I didn't think I wouldn't be allowed in. The class... Pilates is...
Good. Good enough for you.
A rip-off. I'm going to say it.
it's not. Back in there, Eddie.
Well, it works, but it's so expensive. It's like 25 euro for a class or something.
It's not bad.
Dunno. Okay, imagine you're doing... Okay, one's fine, but like, if you're doing... If you want to get that...
Yeah.
If you're doing 4 classes a week, that's 100 quid.
Depends on how much you love it then, isn't it?
Yeah.
Do you love your Pilates?
No, I won't be late ever again. I'll be at the doorstep. I've done that a few times with Pilates as well, where I go to... Like, I was in the podcast the other week, and I went to 5:30, and the class was actually 4:30, and I missed it.
There's something lacking up there sometimes, isn't there?
Yeah. But yeah, my main rant is golf. Can't watch it. It's like, I understand.
Fine, just you just stay in your room and I'll just watch the TV in the
I can understand you watching like football and stuff.
I don't really watch all the tournaments. Just watch the major tournaments.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? The big ones.
Yeah, you don't. Yeah, true. But you seem to be very loving it now. You're going to golf after this.
It was on like on the Sunday. Sunday's the last day. I was always.
Okay. Yeah,
watch the last day.
There always seems to be golf tournaments on.
Yeah, not one like, every week.
Every week?
Yeah, but they're not. So big. There's major championships.
Daniel's currently wearing a golf t-shirt that you got.
I'm golfing now.
Yeah.
I'm not even good at golf. Like, I'm not bad, but...
Every time I ask you, have you won? You're like, no.
I'm all right. Just get this. Just... It's very difficult.
Yeah, quite
very, very difficult
stiff
sport.
Stiff hamstrings, maybe that's why.
Hmm.
Stretch them out this time.
Thanks.
But yeah, you got them.
Well.
There's a tip I learned from your videos you're watching. So if you agree with our rants or you want to give your own, you can email homeidrink@goloudnow.com and follow us on Instagram as well. It's homeidrinkpods because we do like little like question boxes on there. We do our phone a friend segment there for the main episode and any kind of interactive questions are always on there in our clips as well for the podcast. But you can also watch our main episodes on YouTube fully now, which is fun. We have cameras all around us. Next up we're going to do If I Was You, which is kind of the same as the last dilemmas, but this is like how we'd what exactly we would do if we were right, if we became this person, got possessed by them and were in their shoes, what would you do? Okay, these are all sent into our email address and it's homeidrink@goloudnow.com.
okay,
so we can't sit on the fence, we can't say oh maybe, like we have to say this is exactly what we do. Okay, you listen, it's quite long. Hi girls, I found out my boyfriend's friend cheating on his girlfriend through someone I know telling me. Then my boyfriend also told me when I saw him and he said he didn't want to get involved and asked me not to either. But I just feel so bad because the girlfriend doesn't know and she's posting him and about being their anniversary and stuff and doesn't realise. He's just smiling in these posts and it just makes me sick. I would be sort of close with a girlfriend when we do things together as couples, but not really just in general. But I feel really guilty that I know this and she doesn't care, because I know I would hate if it was the other way around. I want to tell her, but I also don't know if I should get involved, because if I do, I know my boyfriend will be annoyed and probably won't ever tell me anything again. I'm left facing his friends not liking me if they did break up. I just don't know how to go about it, because I know how horrible it is for people to know something about your relationship that you don't know. I also think he's done it more than once, because I heard something about him a month or two ago also, so it's just the fact that he keeps doing it makes me more annoyed at him, and not that he only maybe done it once and regrets it. I feel like not telling her really goes against what I always say, because it happened to me before and I never want it to happen to someone else. I'm going to be seeing her soon because we are all supposed to be going out together. I don't know if I'll be able to look at him without looking disgusted. Haha. You can always tell how I feel by my face. If you could please help, I'd be so grateful, even if you can think of a way for me to tell her without actually being me, or if I shouldn't get involved at all. That's tough.
Oh, I wouldn't get involved.
You don't like any kind of confrontation.
Oh, but I just wouldn't get involved in other people's relationships.
I know, but...
if it's not going to work, it's not going to work. If he's going to cheat on her all the time, he's going to get caught, isn't he? So let him eventually get caught. Just not your place to say, is it? If you're really close with her, yeah.
Yeah, but what is someone's place then? What class is he as being allowed to
say? Does she know all the facts, though? Does she know it's 100% true?
She heard it off someone.
Well, that's not 100% true.
Oh, and then her boyfriend said it as well.
Then her boyfriend said it? He said it's true? How does he know? Are they mates?
Yeah.
It's her boyfriend's friend.
Yeah, I'd reckon so if he's telling her, like... It's hard. Yeah,
and then I know, like, it's... Then he's going to get the back end of it as well, if he's his mate.
I think you need to be prepared for...
See, if I'm telling you stuff, you know not to say anything.
Yeah. Because I know if you tell me something and I did say something, you probably wouldn't tell me again.
Trust you again.
Oh, it's really... You're kind of stuck between...
I wouldn't get involved personally.
A loyalty to her and then a loyalty to your boyfriend.
Loyalty to a girl that you get along with, but you don't.
Like, no, but for girls, it's like a moral, like it's really a moral thing of like, she's gone through it already, she's been cheated on,
like to get involved in things.
Women do.
Like not every single woman, but.
No, but I don't think she's doing this to be involved. She's doing it out of the good of her own heart to be like, I want her to know because something that happened to her. And she was in her shoes.
This woman probably already knows that the boyfriend cheated on her. He probably told her, maybe. And they're just getting on with it. Do you know what I mean? You never know what's going on in someone's relationship.
Okay, but what if her boyfriend tells her and says, no, she has no idea?
Who's she going to sick by? The boyfriend, obviously. And then that just put a wedge in between that group. His mate and her. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You can look at it loads of angles, but I just wouldn't get involved in it.
That's really hard. I'm trying to think of it as your friends, like if I'm thinking of a couple and what I tell them. I think what I would do is talk to other girls in the group that you're, like, say there's boyfriend,
so
girlfriend.
So they could tell
the
group. Them?
No, just chat to them and be like, what do you think? Because they might have another... input or like an inkling of what to do. They probably also know. And they might, like, maybe it's a thing where you all get together and tell her together, so it's not like it's on one person to do it and to look like, because the boys in the group are going to be annoyed.
I just don't think other people should get in business.
I would want a girl to tell me.
I know, but just like, yeah, it's eventually probably going to come out.
Yeah, but why would you want that to be left like that? You have to demand the input. That's fine for you to say that, though. Like,
you're leaning towards telling them.
Yeah.
But then you're going against your boyfriend. So why would I ever tell you anything?
Well...
Who do you care more about?
Sometimes it was a real situation for me. I think... Get, like I said, talk to other girls in the group. See what they say. They know people's temperaments more and like how they react. Because some girls, I feel like if you told them, they'd be like...
Nah, it didn't happen.
Yeah. Mm. So there's that as well. There's a thing of she might turn against you. She could be like, Oh, I already know.
Why is it looking at it?
You couldn't go, yeah. So it's like you need to decide.
That's what I'm saying. Like, just don't get involved.
Yeah, you need to decide out if it's worth your... Are your, like, is your want
like
to
she's
tell
probably
her
thinking
strong?
Into it too much.
Too much.
The girl, like, wanting to tell the girl.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? When the girl, she could probably tell the girl and she probably wouldn't, she probably doesn't care.
But then you have to look the other side of, like,
I know.
She might tell her and be like, oh my God, thanks so much for telling me. Like,
yeah.
I would have never known.
Yeah.
I can't say.
I wouldn't get involved, but I'm kind of on the fence.
Yeah. We're not allowed to be on the fence.
Well, I wouldn't get involved.
Okay, that's your... Yeah. Okay, I would say, like I said, get all the other girlfriends, chat to them, be like, girls, what should I do? Did you know about this? Like, and I think if he's there going to do it, like, do it together. Because it's not fair if it's only one person to say it, I think. And then everyone, the boys turn against her and, like, for doing a good thing, really. Mm. And the same with the girl. She can't be like, you're trying to ruin it. It's like, if they come as a group and say it, or, like, even two of them.
Yeah.
Two or three, I think that is the best way to do it, and just chat to each other first. Mm-hmm. Or I'm wondering, could she ask her boyfriend and say, look, I feel like I need to say it to her. Is he going to be like, what the fuck?
Yeah, probably.
Talk to the girlfriends of the group and let us know. But it's hard. It's, you're going to be going against someone. So that's why it's so hard.
Mm-hmm.
I know that you're good at advice, though.
Thanks.
And you're very attentive to the questions as well.
Thanks.
Anything else you'd like to say in your time here on How We Drink?
Nah, I love my time here for the past hour and a half.
Do you think it makes you feel
but
better?
But it's time to go now.
Do you reckon you'd be better at doing interviews and stuff?
What do you mean?
Like if...
Asking questions?
From doing this, yeah. You
Me like, asking questions today?
No, does it? No. When you get do interviews, like...
I'm grand at interviews.
But you used to not be confident at them.
I just didn't want to speak in front of a lot of cameras, did I?
Mm. But now do you think doing this helps you feel more confident?
Yeah, you've helped me.
Aww. It's like therapy.
Yeah.
Thanks for coming on.
No worries.
You can send your dilemmas or first world problem or rant into homeidrink@goloudnow.com, which is our email address. That's where we get them all in. And dilemmas are so hard sometimes.
They are very hard.
But even life dilemmas are hard. Mm-hmm. Life is hard.
Very hard.
But we try. And again, take our advice with a pinch of salt. We're not viable.
Yeah.
And Ellie always say... And Ellie will be back next week as normal. So no more Dano. Be replaced by someone with a bit more hair.
Viewers are going to be really sad.
The viewers will be sad?
Yeah.
Do you reckon?
Yeah.
We'll see. But yeah, we will chat to you on Wednesday. New episodes of How I Drink Extra Juice also come out every Monday. Our main episodes then are on Wednesdays, and the main ones are on YouTube as well, so you can watch them fully on YouTube. Thank you so much to Penny for sponsoring this episode. Make sure to like, rate and subscribe to whatever podcast platform you listen to right now or watch it on as well, and talk to you soon. We love you. Say love you, and then you have to say bye.
Love you. Bye.
Love you. Bye.
Love you. Bye.
Subscribe to this podcast for free on the Go Loud app.